This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So the whole point is, brothers, that sometimes you find this. Sometimes you find that something is negated in totality because the person, he hasn't done it properly. Or sometimes something is ascribed to him in totality because he's excessive in doing something. Like the hadith of Abu Sufyan. He doesn't take the staff of his neck or of his shoulders. He used to be excessive in hitting his wife, so it was ascribed to him in totality. لا يضع عصاه عن عاتقه. He doesn't take the stick off his shoulders because he used to do something excessively. Is that clear, ikhwan? Is it clear, yeah? طيب. We'll move on now to when Imam Al-Humaydi, he mentions, وَلَا يَنْفَعُ قَوْلٌ إِلَّا بِعَمَلٍ وَلَا يَنْفَعُ قَوْلٌ إِلَّا بِعَمَلٍ. Speech is no benefit if it is not connected with an action. Someone saying, do this, pray, fast, hajj, do all these actions, and at the same time he doesn't act upon it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has defended these kind of people. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Oh, you believe, why do you say that which you don't do? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَبُرَ مَقْتَمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. That which is most hated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you say that which you don't do. So it is something that is shameful, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defames these people that say, don't drink, at the same time he drinks. He tells his kids, don't smoke, and at the same time he's smoking himself. أَتَعْمُرُونَ النَّاسِ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَدْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ فَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Do you order and command the people to do piety, to be pious, but you forget yourselves? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us about these people. And on يوم القيامة, there will come a person, يَدُورُ كَمَا يَدُورُ الْحِمَارِ. He'll be running around in circles just like a donkey. So the people of the fire will come up to this person. أَلَمْ تَكُنْ تَنْهَانَ عَنِ الْمَعْرُوفِ أَلَمْ تَكُنْ تَنْهَانَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتَأْمُرُنَا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. When he was in the dunya, didn't you used to tell us to stay away from this, disapprove of the evil, and enjoy the good? Look at his answer. كُنْتُ أَأْمُرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَا أَتِي. I used to enjoy the good, tell the people to do good, but at the same time, I never used to do it myself. وَكُنْتُ أَنْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ فَأَتِي. I used to tell the people, don't smoke, don't do evil, don't do this, don't do that, but at the same time, I used to go and do it. These kind of people are defamed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. And it's عِقَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. It's a very severe punishment on يوم القيامة. And this is what? An important reminder for any person that gives da'wah or any person that speaks. Tells the people to do good and at the same time he doesn't do it himself. Because we don't want to come on يوم القيامة and we used to tell the people do this and do that and we're running around like a donkey in the fire. And the people we used to tell to do good are coming and asking us these questions. وَلَا عَمَلٌ وَقَوْلٌ إِلَّا بِنِيَّةٍ. And no action or speech is accepted except if it is connected to the intention. And we mentioned this in the first week. No matter what a person says or no matter what a person does, if it is not connected to the correct intention, he is getting nothing. The hadith that we've heard a billion times, and I mention it again for the billion and one time, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. أي لا يُقبل أي عمل إلا بنية. No action is accepted except with the correct intention. If I'm attending here today because I want to show off, or because I am forced, or because people are going to look down at me, I am getting absolutely nothing. And whoever wants to maybe have more insight in regards to the topic, in the first chapter that we took, when we was explaining some of the etiquettes of seeking knowledge in the first video, is available online. Na'am. We mentioned many hadith that if a person connects it with the correct intention, He either gets rewarded or he gets nothing. Or he can either have a positive impact on his life or he can have a negative impact on his life. And the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ لَن تُنْفِقَ نَفَقَةً تَبْتَغِي بِهَا وَجْهَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا أُجِرْتَ عَلَيْهَا حَتَّى مَا تَجْعَلُ فِي فَمِ امْرَأَتِكَ. You never ever spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you want to please Allah except you get rewarded for it. حَتَّى even that which you put in your wife's mouth, as long as you buy the food because you want to please Allah. You want to buy the drink, you want to buy the house stock because you want to please Allah. You get rewarded. How much of the reward goes past us day and night? We might do it because we have to do it, not because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do it. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس. There is no good in a lot of the things that the people do, except the one that commands and enjoins the people to do or to pay the sadaqah. Or he tries to rectify the matters between the people. Or he does any good. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whoever does that, he's trying to seek the satisfaction of his Lord. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ لَهِ فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِي أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And this person will give him a great reward. So if you're trying to rectify between two people because you know you're going to get a little paycheck out of it, you're getting nothing. Or you're trying to do good in order for what? For some dunya and worldly affairs. You're getting absolutely nothing. So that's why the intention is something that is very, very important. And inshallah ta'ala, after Isha we'll carry on and finish off this chapter and maybe move on to the issue regarding the Sahaba. What is upon us to believe when it comes to the issues of a Sahaba?